Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Okay, let's dive in. If you're preparing to discuss the articles in The Juice with your students today, our goal here is to give you a quick rundown of the key takeaways.
Right, to help spark those conversations.
Exactly. And today we're seeing a lot about adaptation, how technology is adapting our civil liberties, and even how life itself adapts to, well, deadly radiation.
A good place to start is with that surveillance article. So what's really happening here is U.S. Customs and Border Patrol is expanding its reach. Civil libertarians are raising a flag because CBP is using AI-driven predictive intelligence.
And these hidden license plate readers.
Yes, and not just at the border. They're tracking vehicles near the U.S.-Mexico line, but also people traveling to and from protests. The real fear here is that a border agency is basically becoming a domestic intelligence agency.
Right. So for students, this is a perfect entry point into a huge debate. Mm-hmm. Where's the line between national security and our constitutional right to privacy?
And a second, maybe a bigger question is about AI itself. You know, when does a helpful tool cross the line and become a tool for mass monitoring?
That's a great point. And speaking of big systems of control, let's shift to the economy, the Fed.
Okay, so the Federal Reserve just cut its benchmark interest rate again. It's the third time in a row.
But this wasn't, you know, a unanimous decision. It was a 9-3 vote. Some analysts are even calling it a hawkish cut.
Which means there's a real split. Some on the board are worried about the job market weakening, but others are much more concerned about inflation creeping up.
So even though lower rates are good for anyone with a credit card or a loan, the Fed is signaling that a pause in cuts is probably coming, maybe for a long time.
And that's the discussion to have with students. How does this tiny change, this fraction of a percent, affect a huge family decision like buying a car or a house?
Yeah, and it shows the basic dilemma the Fed is always in. Do you try to boost the economy or do you try to control inflation? It's a constant balancing act.
It really is.
Right, from high finance, let's jump to high science. And this one is pretty wild, a fungus from Chernobyl.
It's an incredible story of adaptation. Scientists are looking at this fungus, Cladosporium spherospermum, that was discovered in the ruins of the power plant.
And it basically eats radiation.
It appears to, yes. This black mold converts radiation into energy. They're calling it radiosynthesis, which is sort of like photosynthesis, but with radiation instead of sunlight.
Wow.
And here's the sci-fi part. They tested it on the International Space Station. A thin layer of it not only grew faster in space, but it actually lowered the radiation levels around it.
So it could be a living, self-repairing radiation shield for astronauts heading to Mars.
Potentially, yeah. So for students, this is a great way to talk about extremophiles, life that thrives in deadly environments. And you can ask, what other biological solutions might we need for deep space travel since Mars doesn't have a protective magnetic field like Earth?
Such a fascinating topic. Okay, let's bring it back to Earth. Back to geopolitical conflict.
Right. Tensions are flaring up again between Thailand and Cambodia.
This is a really old dispute, isn't it? Over the Priyavirhir Temple.
Decades old. It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site, but there have been military skirmishes. People have been killed. And I think up to 500,000 have been displaced. It all goes back to an international court ruling from 1962.
And the situation is serious enough that Cambodia just pulled out of the Southeast Asian Games.
Which is a big deal. Yeah. So a discussion topic here is how a historical ruling from, you know, 60 years ago can still fuel a modern conflict.
And also how a conflict like this spills over. It's not just military. It affects culture, travel, even sports.
Definitely.
And finally, rounding things out, we have a bit of human interest in some history.
We do. On the one hand, you have this wonderful story from Illinois. Two water aerobics students, Marlene, who is 78, and Edward, 83, both widowed. They actually got married in the YMCA pool where they first met.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And then on the other hand, a quote from a much more complicated figure, Richard Nixon.
Right. His presidency is, of course, defined by Watergate. But he also had these major accomplishments, opening relations with China, creating the EPA.
So this sets up two really important conversations. One about finding connection and resilience in, well, really unexpected places. Mm-hmm. And the other about how history judges leaders. Does a massive failure like Watergate just erase all the good things someone might have done?
And maybe Nixon's own quote ties it all together. He said, Only if you have been in the deepest valley can you ever know how magnificent it is to be on the highest mountain.
That really brings it full circle. Whether it's a political career, a scientific discovery, or, you know, finding love late in life, it seems the biggest outcomes often come from the biggest challenges.
That's a great way to put it.
That's a powerful point to end on as you review this material with your students. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.